Destructive disinterest. I don't think there is anything more destructive to the human soul than disinterest. I don't think anything hurts a human heart more than a couldn't-care-less attitude. This grieved the Lord so deeply as he knocked at Laodicea's door. They were not hot with enthusiasm about the Lord that bought them, nor were they hot with anger, incited with arguments and anger and animosity towards him. They were not icy cold, with deep contempt for something they don't understand. Oh no, they were neither hot nor cold. They were just disinterested in him, interested in their own wretched life that was poor, miserable, blind and naked. But the Christ and Saviour of their soul was kept outside of the door of their heart. What disinterest in the one that loves and cares so deeply as to give his all. As I look back on the birth of the Saviour, that too was a time of disinterest. A disinterest and impartiality towards the Anointed One of Israel, Emmanuel. It is an indifference and cool detachment that continues to this day. Apathy that reaches back to another dark night of disinterest. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. What a strange sign to identify the King of Glory and Prince of Peace. No jewelled purple robe or smooth silken sheets. No fanfare of trumpets, no costly cradle or perfumed boudoir, but a cow's old splintered eating trough and torn strips of cloth from a discarded garment. How strange! The tokens of his legitimacy were a woman pregnant before her wedding. The marks of his messianic authentication were tokens of humiliating poverty. But this was the eternal plan of the Almighty God from the foundation of the world. And these bitter identification insignias were his credentials and proof of his worth. Has the world got it wrong in the areas and arenas that they value and pursue? Has man missed the point as he blithely follows after the baubles of this world? The truth embedded in this one little verse of Scripture indicate that they have. For this shall be the sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. At this point in his story, we see that gilded wrappings are of no significance. Christ arrived, despising the badges of rank by which men indicate greatness. He wore the insignia and seal of poverty and meanness. He bore the pain and embarrassment of humiliation and ignominy. Oh, man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Yet he set a precedent which few of his followers to this day delight to abide by. And in John 6, verse 66, we read that from that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. True greatness is demonstrated through character, not circumstances. No matter about wearing a crown, make sure you have a head worthy of a crown. No matter about a purple robe, make sure the Spirit dwells supreme within your heart. No matter about a throne, make sure your life is a wonderful witness. Make sure your heart is regal in its own intrinsic inner character. Christ, in his humility, touched the bedrock of what is valued by God. Jesus, in his poverty, exemplifies the foundational lodestone on which to build. But too often we are flattered by the foolish fluff and flitter of this fading world, wooed by its temptresses, and enticed by its fatal attractions. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world, not of this age." The angel announced the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago with songs of great joy. The voice of the archangel, together with the trump of God, will herald his next, that glorious meeting in the air when he comes to claim his own dear ones. Most were not interested in or ready for his first appearance on that cold, dark night. Make sure you are prepared for his next call in this even darker night of disinterest. For we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as to a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart.